Hi, everyone, and thank you for being here tonight for our last Murphy Mass of the semester. I'm so grateful to have gotten the chance to join this community again last August, and I'm very excited to see many of you back here in the fall. I'll be honest, I never imagined that I would ever be up here sharing my stories in front of a bunch of strangers. When I was an undergrad, I was the last person who would ever volunteer to give a talk on retreat or share much about myself. Granted, most of you aren't really strangers to me anymore, and I'm grateful for that too. I think back to about this time 2 years ago, I was feeling every emotion possible as I geared up to graduate. I was hopeful that I would pass my human physiology final, excited for the graduation festivities coming up soon, fearful of the unknowns this next year would bring me, and so, so grateful for the friendships I had made and the experiences that John Carroll had provided me with. Throughout my involvement across campus, I had been prone to fall into this kind of post-retreat depression that would follow such rich experiences like retreats, immersions, and even the end of the school year. This left me feeling empty and longing for the space that I had just been in with the people that I had just been around. I was attaching God to these very things and became blind to the rest. I tried very hard not to let myself experience this post-grad, but there came a day soon after I graduated that many of my friends had left the area, and I realized that this chapter here was over. John Carroll is a special place and has been so much to so many of us here tonight. It is the community we have built, it is the friendships we have nourished, it is the growth we have accomplished, and it is the memories that we will hold forever. It may seem like everything now, but this is the springboard toward the rest of your crazy, messy, wonderful, beautiful lives. On the contemplation retreat a few weeks back, one of the retreatants reminded me of this idea that God's love for us will only multiply, that what has already been given to you is not the end of God's work in your life. I will not lie and tell you that leaving John Carroll is some easy thing. It isn't. I searched for God everywhere and compared my new chapter to what I was leaving behind. It was really hard for me to see that God was with me amidst this transition. All of us, in some way or another, are leaving and entering into something new. Our seniors, of course, are leaving the place they've grown into for the past few years in undergrad and venturing off to new journeys, whether near or far. For those of you coming back after a much-needed summer break, you are leaving this space as it has been thus far and gearing up to enter a new year with new people and new growth to come. We are all in for a change that is coming, whether we'd like it or not. In today's reading, Paul spoke to the men of Athens. He discovered them worshiping an altar of an unknown god, perhaps one to which they had attached an image of what we can understand as divinity. Paul responds that the God that made the world and everything in it does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, but rather it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything, so that we may seek and find him. The mystery of God is so captivating, but creates a distance between us and the divine. Paul reminds us that God is indeed not far from any one of us. He is here on this campus and in your communities because he resides in each of your hearts and will continue to be with you wherever you may go. Being a student here has changed me in many ways. I sometimes wish someone would have told me how life-changing post-grad or simply a transition can be as well. My longing for John Carroll over the summer months or in the year following graduation kept me from seeing that God was certainly there too. It wasn't until I reached a point of desperation in my faith that God's grace was revealed right in front of me. In another reflection earlier this semester, I had quoted a beautiful prayer that I had heard on Manresa. Since then, I have found myself going back to it every now and then as I reflect on what it means to let God be with me in all seasons of life. It is called The Worst Thing by Chilin Harkin. It reads, "The worst thing we ever did was put God in the sky out of reach, pulling the divinity from the leaf, sifting out the holy from our bones, insisting that God isn't bursting dazzlement through everything we've made, a hard commitment to see as ordinary, stripping the sacred from everywhere, prying closeness from your heart. The worst thing we ever did is pretend God isn't the easiest thing in the universe available to every soul in every breath." I invite you all to reflect on where God is revealing himself to you in this season of life and how you can move forward in knowing that God's grace extends far past the limits of our imagination. Allow your heart to provide the map for you on the search. Perhaps a part of us is truly divine, Perhaps God is closer to us than we can imagine.